Hey everyone, welcome to the Magical Healing the World podcast. My name is David, and this episode is actually just me. This is going to be a bit of a different one. It's going to be a different one and difficult for me to kind of process and talk through because for those of you that have been listening, Megan and I have been on such a wild journey, and the far majority of the journey has been really going through and describing and talking about the depths of healing that my wife has done. And it is, in my experience, truly just such a legendary journey that I've been able to witness of all of her healing, her deeply sexual suppressed abuse and multitude of traumas for decades. And that she went through, and then healing it so many layers and layers the past almost 6-7 years. And this one's about me. And there's some really interesting irony to it all. This is going to resonate at different levels for different people, because for those of you that don't know, I've been serving the sacred, beautiful medicine of ayahuasca for years now and been really blessed to work with thousands of people at different capacities. And for those that have sat in ceremony with me, know I've been really blessed to do a lot of personal internal work to become really efficient at becoming the best possible vessel and channel for God and this beautiful ayahuasca medicine to use to create the safest space and enact deep divine healing for people at our retreats. And I've been serving the medicine and facilitating incredibly divine healing retreats for years now alongside my beautiful partner. I definitely early on, and if you listen to early podcast episodes, you've heard it. I've had my own healing journey too. I dealt a lot with addiction. I had to work through a lot of things to heal that and a multitude of things. But you know, the past 5 or 6 years, I've been in a massive service mode. And we all have different spiritual abilities and gifts. Every being does. You listening to this, you have beautiful gifts. And I've found that they're all really meticulously crafted and cultivated within each person. And they open up based upon a multitude of factors, some of them being the depth of inner work you're committed to, how much self-responsibility you can take in your life, the deeper you dive into your healing journey, but also your journey of mind and spiritual expansion to find your purpose and your path. And one of my gifts, I call it a kumikiachi. It's spiritual strength. God's given me a lot of that, and I'm so appreciative of that. And I've done so much work to strengthen my mind to the best that I can. Because in serving such sacred medicines, the person that serves the medicine, it's very imperative that you have a centered mind, a purity of heart, centered mind, and that connection with the divine and all that. So I say all that to say, I just went through a otherworldly, profound healing experience myself that I didn't know I needed. It was very unconscious. And yeah, you know, y'all are gonna have to bear with me as I work through processing this on this podcast because this is fresh. This just happened yesterday and last night. So, you know, a big part of Megan and I's service is sharing as vulnerably as I can. our journey. And this is fresh. This is going to be interesting. But you know, trauma goes so deep, and I had an experience yesterday and last night that went incredibly deep and has changed me fundamentally. And my partner, my wife, you know, the whole talk of twin flames, to each their own, and no one can tell you your experience except you. And Megan is such a divinely crafted partner that is crafted exactly for what I need for my highest expression and growth. We mirror each other based upon things we need to work on. And it's a heck of a difficult journey, but it's so beautiful. And I say all that to say, she's been telling me the past 4 or 5 months, hey, there's something there that I think is causing energetic distortions. And I didn't see it. I feel very centered throughout the day. I feel very a high ability to manage my emotional state. So I didn't see it. It was quite unconscious. And I see it so clearly now because of what I went through yesterday and last night. And to give you a little background, I'm going to be speaking a bit about LSD on this one. And with anything, I always say, you know, I can only speak from my experience. You know, this doesn't have to be everyone's, but there is so much stigma and fear and stuff conditioned into people about certain sacred medicines. And LSD has always been very special to Megan and I. For those of you that have been following, you know, we actually fell in love on that beautiful medicine. It's obviously very important to know your source and all that stuff. That's a whole other topic. But I also, on a side note, do not believe it was created in some lab. Y'all, we've been lied to about everything. We've been lied to about history, about everything. So I think it was definitely given to us as for a tool for humanity to continuously evolve. I call it ayahuasca of the mind. You know, ayahuasca goes deep into the spiritual, into the other realms. There's a lot of unconscious other realms and spiritual ailments people deal with. And we're very quite versed in working with those and helping people heal those. LSD is really for the mind. It goes deep into your mind, what unconscious layers are there. So it's always been really special to Megan and I. And we have, to give you a little personal insight, doing this kind of work, when you commit to doing and living a life of true service, like to each month going so deep and being the best you can to help people and create a safe space for people that heal so deeply, you get tested and you really got to be on your game. You know, God does a really efficient job keeping Megan and I on our game and keeping us efficient and keeping us clear. Ayahuasca, something I've developed a beautiful relationship with that sacred medicine, and it's always helping me deepen my awareness and see things, perspectives I don't see. So LSD, Megan and I have used that very intentionally, very sacredly to connect. We do it from time to time when we have just a day that we need to come back to each other. It brings out the child in us, and it's about play and connection, and it's just a beautiful way to cut through all the shit that happens in the day-to-day that can cloud the judgment, that can create these barriers between people for intimacy. Anyway, so the intention of it is usually to connect, but sometimes there's other forces and other really divine things going on that are outside of our control to help us. And that is very unexpectedly what happened yesterday and last night. So yeah, I'm going to do my best to talk through this. And this is live and fresh, so like I said, bear with me on it. But we started our day normally. We're really intentional. We create a beautiful, you know, place to like have a little picnic, play with the animals. We have a beautiful animal sanctuary, connect with the animals, connect with each other. And something that LSD will do, while the far majority of the time it's something for play and connection and intimacy, sometimes it'll bring really deep unconscious things to surface that can be initially seem difficult, but it's always something that is for your highest good and something that is trying to help you process something deep you may not be aware of. And I didn't realize that there was this really deep unconscious layer of a little bit of anxiety and a little bit teeny, you know, I've worked so much to really, I felt like I pretty much live with an extreme amount of faith. It is, I don't like to speak in absolutes, but it's damn near impossible to shake my faith. I've really developed a very intimate personal relationship with God, and doing this work, that's essential because of the other forces at play in the world right now. So we're going throughout our day, and then as it got towards the evening, that little bit of unconscious anxiety started to come to surface, and I didn't really know what was happening, but I was like, why do I feel anxious? Why do I feel like this fear that to my aware mind, conscious mind, I never really feel fear, but there's this like deep unconscious little bit of anxiety, and I wasn't sure what it was. And again, there's so many pieces to this because my beautiful partner has been telling me for months, like there's something I'm not sitting with, or there's something that I'm missing that I need to heal. And I'm like, to be transparent, I didn't fully believe it. And it's nothing against her, not trusting her. I just didn't, in my mind, it's like if you need healing for something, you look at your day-to-day and where's their friction? Where's their conflict? Where's their some kind of trigger that's coming up and finding the root of that? And this was really subtle. So I couldn't really pinpoint a trigger or something. And I've been in such a mode of service and serving and, you know, being there for others that I don't know if I created some kind of block or something to kind of just keep that subdued so I can be the best of service that I can. Again, I'm kind of talking through this in this moment to understand it myself. But yeah, it really all of a sudden all came up at once. Out of nowhere, I started reverting back. My reality started shifting, like really powerfully. And it was like taking me really, really, really far back, like really far back into childhood. And I didn't understand it. I didn't understand it at all, what was happening. And I've been in plenty of situations doing this work where I may not understand something, but I just hold on to my faith. You know, the last layer of when you're going through something really difficult, you just hang on to your faith and your breath. And I know that. And let me tell you, I've had some wild ayahuasca experiences that medicine and God's really sharpened me for that work. But this was really all for me and going deep into me. Super grateful that Megan was there. You know, it's fun. It's funny because the majority of our partnership, because of the depth of, you know, trauma she experienced and incredibly judgmental, call it a pre-awakening community, the childhood that she had in early adulthood, through healing that, I've been the one that's had to really learn the depth of efficiency of centering while emotional chaos is happening, no matter what's happening. The role was definitely swapped in this one, and it's such a beautiful testament to Megan's journey and what she's, the beautiful divine being she's become, because she held some beautiful space for me going through this. So I started reverting back and back and deeper, and I didn't know what was happening. I just kind of curled up, and she put a blanket over me, and it felt like it was a combination of like, you know, the mind tries to understand things, and sometimes it's beyond our understanding in the moment. And when that happens again, you go back to faith. But it felt like a near-death experience almost. So I was like coming to terms with that for a moment, but I was like, it was really confusing. But then it brought me to an event in childhood I didn't realize I disassociated from completely. It was just so traumatic. I just blacked it out. And it's so wild. I've spoke about this so much, and man, I've helped so many people through those things. Unbeknownst to me, there was one of those experiences that was deep in my unconscious. So yeah, it brought me back to a really shitty, traumatic, difficult experience where I was pretty heavily molested and raped, actually. when I went back to this space, I didn't have my full conscious awareness. And Megan, I can remember her asking me questions, and the answers that were coming through, while it's like my conscious mind wasn't there, but my unconscious was speaking to her. And I don't consciously remember, but I remember answering. And and apparently it happened multiple times when I was really, really young, like probably, I don't know, like 6 to 9, something like that. And apparently it happened a lot. And I just disassociated from it and just pushed it away because I don't even remember it. But when that happened, I reverted back to like that child. I was just in extreme fear. Like I felt all this extreme fear, and I think I was feeling the feeling of thinking I was dying because that's what I thought was happening when I was experiencing that. And then Megan kind of coached me through it really in a beautiful way and asking the right questions to get these answers out of what the root was. And it was an uncle of mine, actually. Not one I wasn't very close with, but the details of it don't matter too much. But yeah, it definitely happened. And I definitely processed the heck out of that. As many, those of you that have sat with me and with the medicine and, you know, have been part of my world in different capacities the past 6 years doing this work, you know, you wouldn't see on the outside that there was still something there, but there was. And I processed it. I processed it all. And it was as many difficult experiences I've had working with the medicine. This was the scariest of my life because I didn't understand it, and it brought me to something I didn't even know was happening, that I didn't even know happened. And there's so much beauty in the afterglow of it. I've still been kind of out of my body a little bit, and I'm pretty much started fully coming back about a couple hours ago, but a big part of my journey is sharing as much as I can about this stuff because, you know, I feel like 95% or something like that of the world are living in trauma responses at different capacities of conscious, subconscious, and unconscious trauma responses. A really beautiful quote is, "The unconscious will run your life until the unconscious becomes conscious. It will run your life, and you'll just call it fate. You'll just say it's what's, you know, out of your control." Because to an extent it is, until you do that work, until you, like, do that work to bring it to consciousness and sit through it and release whatever needs to be released. And I didn't realize the gravity of how much it was affecting me until after, because there's this deep extra layer of peace, this deep extra layer of everything's okay. And I've always had that, but not to this depth. It was like, I can see it now. You know, it's funny because I talk about this in ayahuasca. When you go through ayahuasca, people release so much because people don't realize, they don't realize that they're holding on to suppressed emotions or suppressed abuses or traumas for decades and for their whole life until it's out of them. And they're like, oh my gosh, I feel so much lighter. I feel so different. And I've seen thousands go through that process, but I haven't experienced it to that depth until now. Because of what this beautiful medicine, LSD, actually did to uncover that unconscious layer of that traumatic experience that I had. And again, I'm still in processing of it a bit, but I feel so good. I feel so good. And I know in every part of me, this is just going to make me so much better of a husband and so much better of a of a facilitator of sacred medicines and so much better of a warrior of God, of being here and doing what I'm supposed to do here and helping people and helping myself and just leaving whatever I can to really leave a mark to continue to help this world become a better place and help people, guide people in becoming their most authentic, loving, natural self. Because at the root of every person is a beautiful child that just wants to be loved, wants love. And, you know, one of my great teachers, his name's Tarek. He's one of the wisest individuals I've ever met. And it's funny because, I found some of the most sacred teachers are people that you have to kind of have ears to hear and eyes to see to really catch them. And he's just this master of love is what I'd call it. And he's been an instrumental process for both of us to continue to learn from. But a lot of his words are actually, I'm understanding even more of this healing process, because this process, it happens in layers. The healing journey happens in layers and layers and layers. You come back to deeper things. It's not that it's forever. I've never been a fan of, there's a lot of things in the spiritual communities I'm not a fan of that they say, but the healing journey is forever. I don't think that's true. I think the evolving journey is forever, but the healing journey, you can fully heal that. But Tarek sent a song. It's called You Can't Rush Your Healing by Trevor Hall. Definitely suggest you listen to that if you get off this podcast. Listen to You Can't Rush Your Healing by Trevor Hall. Because that resonates so much more now. But I wanted to share that. It's fundamentally changed me as a being here. I have such a deeper layer of peace and understanding. You know, I can see how the unconscious anxiety and the unconscious fear that was just playing around in the background would affect so much things, especially if you're in a union. Like, again, just can speak from my experience, Megan and I feel everything we're each feeling. So if there's any unconscious anxiety or fear in me, she's going to feel that to some extent, and it's going to impact her. Same thing with her and me. So coming out of that, I've felt so much closer to her. When you go through something that traumatic, it leaves deep imprints. And sometimes they're not as prevalent. Like, for some, you may just react super reactively or really harshly to certain triggers. That's an obvious one, right? That's something that's there that you can see. But sometimes it's more subtle. Sometimes it is more subtle. And it's nothing to be paranoid about, but it's just something to try your best to be aware of, because there's a root to anxiety. There's a root to fear. There's a root to all of these emotions that aren't serving us. And the only way to really eradicate that emotion, you can say affirmations all day long, and I'm a huge advocate of affirmations. They're very powerful, but you got to get to the root of what it is that initially caused it to release it. And yeah, I'm so grateful for that medicine, so grateful for my wife to sit with me through that, and yeah, for her to hold space for me, actually, and really, really be with me through that really wild experience. And I'm still unpacking it. You know, I may, as more gets unpacked and more comes to fruition and comes to me, we're going to be doing a podcast episode and releasing it every Monday. So maybe there'll be more, but I just wanted to share while it's fresh. And for anyone out there, anyone that is either aware of their abuse or think there's something, could be something there, just please know it's worth it. It's worth it to heal it. It's worth it to do the work to heal it. It's so worth it on the other side of it, no matter what it takes to get to the root of that, because you're safe and you're loved and you're so worthy of it all. Even if you weren't safe when you were a child or you weren't safe in your early years, you are now. You are now. And it's a process to know that and experience it. You know, the truth cannot be told. It can only be realized within you. But if this can at least be a seed for anyone listening, you deserve your healing, and it makes all the difference. You deserve to live a human experience. You're always going to have contrast. You're always going to have contrast to know the depth of the different experiences, but you do deserve that inner peace. You deserve that joy and that beautiful flow. You all deserve that. And yeah, I do too. So, wild, deep healing experience for me that I'm incredibly grateful to LSD for. Really am. And my incredible wife and, of course, God, who's in control of this whole thing. We play this game, and we do have free will, and our choices do matter. But I've found there's definitely a greater intelligence in orchestration of all this. Even if it's confusing sometimes, and we don't always, it may be hard to believe or understand it, I found the necessity of letting go of the need to understand and diving deeper into your faith just continues to go deeper. There was also a really special moment I want to mention. Megan's exhausted and getting rest right now, and this one's really personal for me. I'm sure she'll have things to say about it on the next episode, but there's a special moment. LSD's so special to us. And before it all went down, she was outside, and there was like all these beautiful, like, firefly-like things all around her, like swirling around. It was so divine and beautiful. And, you know, we saw, for those of you that know Megan, you know, she's really connected to these other intelligences out there that are just so benevolent and loving, that seem to be communicating with humanity and helping humanity through this evolution process and process of clearing out the dense energy and the spiritual warfare that's going on in the world. And she's really connected to those beautiful beings. And we got to see a few of them up there in the sky, as we usually do when we're working with this medicine. And yeah, she had some beautiful, beautiful experiences before this whole thing went down, and I kind of stole the show, to say the least. But I also want to share that because, you know, it's, our community is well over 300,000 people now, and it's still around 80% are women. There's so much spiritual warfare and conditioning and programming against men to do this kind of work and to speak about their traumas and the things they've been through. And man, if you don't speak about them or you just keep suppressing them, it builds like a volcano, you know. While my case was where I could function pretty efficiently, it was still impacting my reality pretty heavily. But there's so many, you know, men out there that may not be speaking about these things, or I don't know, I might have some kind of shame around it or something. But another great quote is, the magic you're looking for is in the work you're avoiding. Or if you don't know that, if you don't know what the work you're avoiding is, the gold you're looking for is in the cave you least wish to enter. So if you got any caves out there you don't want to go into, or any work you think would be really helpful to do but you're not wanting to do it, dive on in, because that work ain't going nowhere. It's just going to sit there and keep building until you dive into it. And the illusion and the fear of doing that work and what it means is not comparable to the outcome and the beauty of the freedom that comes with it. So I just wanted to share that. I wanted to share my my deep healing experience after pretty powerful years of deep service and a lot more years of service to come, so long as God allows. There's still a deep layer in there I had to work through. So be patient with yourself. Be loving with yourself. If you're in a union, listen to your sacred partner. And outside of like abuse, which is a whole different thing, your partner can see things that you can't. And it's really important to try and get yourself out of the way and listen. Because, man, she's been telling me for a little while, and I just didn't see it. And then God stepped in and put it right in my face for me. Really grateful for that. Thanks for listening. And Megan and I are here for you all. No matter what you're going through, no matter how hard it is right now, there's hope. There's a lot of hope, a lot of beauty out there. And we're here for you. And for anyone called to work with us, I'm so, so excited for my next opportunity to work in service, especially now with this really deep unconscious layer worked through. I'm going to be even more of an efficient vessel for efficient instrument for God to use for this kind of work for people. So anyone that does feel called to work with us, just as a little reminder, we are all sold out of our ayahuasca retreats until January. We got 2 or 3 spots January 11th, and then in February, we got a mushroom retreat and another ayahuasca retreat. So you can reach out to us on any of our social channels. Feel free to shoot us a message. I do make it a point to respond to all our DMs for anyone that feels called to do some deep work. We're here for you. And just know Megan and I are always doing the best we can with the best intention to continue to become the most efficient instruments for any beings that feel called to share space and work through their deep stuff. Because again, you deserve your healing. You deserve a beautiful life. You already got one, but an even more beautiful one as you become more of your most authentic, loving, abundant, joyful self. Thank you all for listening so much. I love you all. Happy healing.